Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. Before we start, I mentioned this before, but please send lots of prayers, love, and positive energy to a friend of mine named Emmy here in Seattle. I know your beautiful love, light, and positive energy will really, really help her. I want to thank everyone so much again for coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference last weekend. The energy was so good and very, very high. And I just want to thank everyone for coming. For next year, I'll be having it in this probably the same place on March 13th, 14th, and 15th, 2020. And if you register early for the event, it's just $75. Also, I'd love to get some volunteers to help me plan out the next year's conference. If you'd like to volunteer, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And as always, volunteers are always appreciated, and you'll be able to get free admission. I'm happy to give you some free readings, too, in exchange for your help. This Sunday, from April 21st to April 28th, I'll be meeting with Hopi elders on the Hopi Reservation. The cost is just $200 per person, with half the proceeds going to the Hopi for Clean Water, and the other half of the proceeds going to the nonprofit children's charity, the Emoto Peace Project, a nonprofit organization which teaches children love and gratitude around the world. If you'd like to come, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We'll also be seeing Sedona, and I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier place. Also, I have a wonderful spiritual trip coming up to Mount Shasta from July 2nd to July 8th, 2019. And again, from September 5th to the 11th, 2019. Mount Shasta is a very special and magical place where miracle healings do occur from the Telosians and the beautiful people of Telos in the Hollow Earth. Telos is a city. It's originally from Lemuria. It's been there 12,500 years. They escaped there after the Atlanteans blew up much of planet Earth. But they're there, alive and well. They number approximately 1.3 million people, and they are in the fifth and higher dimensions. They gave me a miracle healing where they restored my eyesight to perfect 20/10 crystal clear eyesight last September, after I'd had blurry farsighted vision and 20/50 vision in my right eye for about 40 years. They've also, in other trips, they've restored a lady's crippled legs to gave her legs back after being crippled for 25 years. They also restored my friend Jason Armstrong's eyesight to perfect 20/10 crystal clear vision as well last September from Vancouver. I can't guarantee that if you do come, a miracle healing will occur for you, but you have to be of high vibration. And if you ask, they said that miracle healings will occur. The Telosian civilization underneath Mount Shasta is a civilization based upon love and service to others. And they're happy to help us in our evolution. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. There are also certain spiritual protocols you have to follow, including not eating any meat for at least 3 weeks before the trip. But I can explain more if you come. Before we start our interview, I'd like to briefly play for a minute or two the Aquarius song from the fifth dimension to start us out, because we are, my friends, entering a new, beautiful new age. Where our children and our children's children, we will all live double, triple, and sometimes quadruple more than we live now, in peace and harmony, without crime or any of the problems we have today. So I'll wait till Eric finds that, and then we'll start that, and then I'll bring on my guests, Pat Donvillo from Portland, Oregon, and Mikhail Lund from beautiful Vancouver, Canada. They have a company called Alive Water, which makes water filters which restore, I'll let them explain, but briefly, they restore the vibration, high vibration, and aliveness to water. They installed a water filter in my home in Olympia, Washington. They installed a water filter in a home in Olympia, Washington, for the water filter that was filtered out. And the vibration of the water was so high, it felt so good to have that water come out. But anyway, if we could play that song now briefly, and then we'll go on to our interviews. Thank you, Eric. Good job. Great job, as always. Anyway, with that, I'd like to, I played that first song because we are entering a beautiful new age. And Mikhail Lund in Vancouver, Canada, and Pat Donvillo in Portland, Oregon, are leading the charge as light workers creating these beautiful water filters, which truly give people high vibration, vibrant water, which can really help people. Mikhail and Pat, are you there?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I am.
Good. Well, I'm going to start with Mikhail first. Mikhail, how did you get interested in water, and how did you start your company?
Well, as you can imagine, that's a long story. I could start when I was a kid.
Okay.
And also speed forward to when I was an adult. But I've always been fascinated by water and the way it moves.
Uh-huh.
Studying it, living, you know, growing up in the countryside, right a kilometer or so from the ocean and then surrounded by a forest. And I remember playing with my friends in the forest, redirecting the water, flowing little branches down, and little ships, and sailing on the ice floats in the ocean at winter. Later, running a motorcycle on the same ice, growing up to be a teenager, so forth. But it really started. So that's my fascination with water. But what brought me on to, you could say, the track of living water. I was doing an exercise many years ago in what is called a chi machine, where you lie down on your floor, on your back, on your floor, mm-hmm. and then you have a little foot shaker called the chi machine. It's a Japanese healing method, mm-hmm. and it shakes your legs from side to side, making mm-hmm. your body move like a goldfish. Mm-hmm. That stimulates all the organs in the body, which are hooked up to the spine
mm-hmm.
and the central nervous system, and oxygenate your body. But you have to drink a big glass of water before and one after. And then I drank a big glass of water, and I was going into this movement, and I was disturbed by how the water was sloshing in my body. And then, you know, in a quite naive way, I asked my creator, what is wrong with my water?
Mm-hmm.
And within 24 hours, I find myself walking on the street and then looking in a window in a shop, in a book shop, mm-hmm. and there I see a book titled Living Water, and that was by a Swedish engineer called Olaf Alexandersson, and the book title was Living Water. It was about the lifelong work of Victor Schauberger, who was born in 1885 in Austria and died 5 days after he returned from a terrible experience with big business in Texas in September 1958.
Mm-hmm.
So he said to his son, they stole my soul. They practically made it impossible for him to pursue his innovations and legally bound him. So that's another story. You don't really want to talk about that.
Sure.
But his
sure.
lifelong work with water and forestry and his amazing innovations back then in the 20s, 30s, and 40s,
mm-hmm.
Maybe even before, and 50s, are something that we should have paid attention to already before the Second World War.
Right.
We might not even have had a Second World War had we been pursuing on a global scale his direction. He foresaw all these weather changes that we have today, including drought and flooding and the increase of hurricanes and the, you know, the cancer, the spread of cancer.
Sure.
Well, it's a long story.
Yeah.
But the nature of this work mm-hmm. is to study nature and copy nature. That was his working thesis, you could
mm-hmm.
say.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of working with your linear mind and trying to split things up and continue working with unnatural principles and, you know, build the society on explosive technology, you'd rather go by following the flow of Mother Nature.
Sure.
And utilizing implosive forces, also in terms of water, of course, especially in terms of water.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so anyhow,
yeah.
Many years after this, reading this book, Living Water by Olaf Alexandersen, there are many other books which are more accessible for people, translated by Callum Coates, mm-hmm. who I perceive as the world's leading expert on the works of Victor Schauberger. And by the way, Victor Schauberger, he wrote about 64,000 pages in German. That's what Callum Coates told me in a phone conversation.
Oh my goodness!
And he admitted that he only read this like 10 years ago. He said that he had only been reading 20,000 pages of this body of 64,000 pages.
Wow.
So. Only God knows what are in those pages.
My goodness.
But there's a lot of information.
Yeah.
And I can recommend a book by Callum Coates called, The Water Wizard.
Okay, great.
And,
great.
Yeah, and also the Alexandersen Living Water for people who are more technical.
Oh, right. Well, basically, Mikkel and Pat, tap water is basically dead, isn't it? I mean, it's not doesn't have high vibration, in generally speaking. Is that because of the way it's just kind of the plumbing of the water? I mean, not all water I know is the same, but but one thing that I found on your website about Mr. Schauberger is that he writes the spreading of the most terrible disease of all, cancer, is the necessary consequence. Of such unnatural regulatory works of forcing water, for example, through plumbing and pipes, and these are mistaken activities, which basically he said it lowers the vibration of water, so it doesn't help us as much as it could. And he also in the writings I found on your website too about how if you can understand the way water is, it could help cure diseases, including cancer. And create a much happier and healthier environment for people.
Yeah, I like to answer this a little bit and then pass on the talking stick to Patrick.
Okay, great.
Danilo.
Mm-hmm.
And in regards to let's say the how you can prepare water
mm-hmm.
for specific healing purposes,
okay.
which is very interesting. So. But I like to address the. There's a lot of, as you have noticed and also stated many times, I'm sure in your radio program, we're living in times where the masses are starting to wake up, mm-hmm. you know, like a sleeping giant, mm-hmm. being a little dizzy, you know.
Yeah.
Or what do you call it? Not grumpy, maybe a little bit grumpy too.
A little groggy. They're just now starting to realize there's a lot more.
Their head,
yeah, sure.
And then seeing what's going on.
Sure.
It's got
right.
to be something better to life than what we are seeing right now in this drowsy moment. So, and I would like to clarify one thing about water, which is one of the major subjects in the world coming up to be, let's say, reevaluate how we perceive water.
Mm-hmm.
No, we've been limited in our perception and understanding of water.
Mm-hmm.
So falling for that false deception, or the double whammy, that deceptive word H2O, as if you know that's like the chemical denominator for what water is, H2O.
Mm-hmm.
H for hydrogen and two oxygen molecules
right.
bound together in an amazing triangular shape, which is, by the way, not fixated, not in a fixed structure,
mm-hmm.
but rather in a living, flowing movement, much like a bird that is flying, you could say.
Right.
But when we talk about water being restricted by these miles and miles of straight pipelines, you know, enforced to the pipes, in a concentric movement, according to Schauberger, then the friction against the pipe walls will deplete the water. It will generate heat, and it will deplete the water of energy. So it becomes more or less stale And also, if we could look at it in a microscope that was able to actually see the molecular structure and makeup of the water molecules and how they bound together, mm-hmm. would most likely see a very chaotic structure with long chains mm-hmm. In an organized structure, much like a fishing net piling up on the deck of a fishing boat,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to if you take that same fishing net, the same molecular structure, and kind of let it flow in the wind, and it will fold out, and in fact, with the natural flow dynamics of the wind, the air, which is very similar to how water really likes to move, and does move when you don't restrict it. Let's say when it runs down a mountain or a river is flowing from side to side, back and forth,
mm-hmm.
across the continent. So when we mistreat the water in the way you just described, which can be seen on my website and in Victor Schauberger's books, then we call it, some people call it dead water.
Right.
I used to call it dead water.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't want to push the death on my beloved most closely relative, which is water.
Sure.
So instead of calling it dead water, I would prefer to stick to that the water is stale.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's like in a, what do you call that thing you put on a psychiatric challenge to a person.
Right. Well, when you said stale water, the immediate image came to me was anytime you fly an airplane and they offer you water, typically that's stale water. But anyway, God knows what it's been through before they got to the airplane. One of the things I want to tell you is that you gave me some of the water that was filtered through one of your water filters.
Let me correct you. Let me interject there.
Yeah.
We don't call it a filter. Even though if it comes to chlorine,
mm-hmm.
you know, when the vortex-induced implosion in the vortex water revitalizer
mm-hmm.
is processing the water in a split second,
mm-hmm.
opening up the structure of the water, the chlorine, which is a gas,
right.
is easily released, most of it at least, from the water, and the rest will follow shortly.
I see.
So it's not a filtration system. If you have lead or cadmium or something like that in the water,
mm-hmm.
it physically remains in the water, just like gravel and sand.
I see.
Would stay in the water and not be filtered out.
I see.
So it's a revitalizer or a vortexing device.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the product is, like all the products, is Vortex Water Revitalizer. And we got like 16 different sizes and models.
Okay. Okay, fantastic. Well, I've used your water. I've experienced the
just
water.
Just call it the vortex.
The vortex. Okay.
Yeah.
I've experienced the water that's come through your vortex equipment before, and it, to be honest, I'm not making this up. It's fantastic. It just raises my vibration. It feels like I'm up in a mountain stream somewhere. The energy's wonderful. You know, I'm going to continue to use it, but I know it's going to help my health, and I feel so much better. With that, I'd like to bring on Pat Donvillo onto the line. And Pat, how did you get interested in this subject?
Well, you know, how long do you have to go through life asleep, right?
Right, yeah, right. Okay. Okay. All right.
So... you would think I would have woke up earlier.
Right. Right.
I grew up in the Great Lakes area of this country.
Right.
Which is, of course, a vast reservoir of some of the largest lakes, freshwater lakes in the world.
Sure.
And I grew up on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And as Mikkel was relating, even as a child, the association we have with water, all people, all young children have an affinity for water, and why wouldn't we? I mean, we live on a water planet, and our body, our physical body, everybody knows, but we take it so much for granted that we're, you know, 65, 70, 80% water, depending on how dried up we are. But when we're born, we're 90-some-odd percent.
Right.
And even other guests of yours have spoken of the aspect of water, even like your good friend, Dr. Gerald Pollack, the work that he's doing. I mean, he was a bioengineer working with muscle physiology and discovered as he's looking at the body, the human body, trying to figure out how the muscles really can improve and whatever, he's discovering that, hey, there's mainly water here.
Mm-hmm.
And we take this so much for granted. But growing up, I mean, I was born in a harbor town on the water, and grew up working and living on my dad's farm. And what was interesting for me is that our home was on a lake, and if there was ever a place or a time when I wanted to get away and have peace and quiet on my own, and sometimes that was only possible early, early in the morning because working on a farm, growing up on a farm, you're going daylight to dusk and beyond.
Sure.
But I would go out on the lake in a boat or something and just renew my vitality, my energy by being out there. Now, of course, I wasn't conscious of that, right? I'm doing this automatically. It's
right.
a trial.
Mm-hmm.
And, but working in the fields on the farm, we had good water at our house on the lake, but then the main body of the farm, and there was another house and barns and all that kind of thing, was another 2 or 3 miles up the road. So we would drive every day up the road, and we would make a turn beyond the lake, and we would always stop and fill up our water jugs at, you guessed it, an artesian well, just like what you saw and experienced and we're working with there in Olympia.
Right.
And we had perfectly good water, both up at the farm with the well that was up there and as well as the house, but we would always stop and fill up our water jugs. And there's some magic, and Mikkel will talk more about this later, but flowing water, vitalized water that is moving is the choice that we all make naturally, inherently. Look at the settlers that moved across the plains and came to the West. When they came looking for a place to build a home, did they just stop at the nearest puddle? No. Or a pond? No. Matter of fact, they oftentimes would move their cattle beyond a river because they knew that dead water, not using the word in the sense that we were talking about, stagnant or stale or inactive water, was not the preferred location. They would always look for a homestead that was near a flowing creek or a river.
Sure.
And they would want to water their animals and the horses. You give an animal a choice between drinking out of quiet, non-moving water and flowing water, they will always go to the flowing water. And so nature is always constantly showing us and reminding us of what is there. But, you know, so many things in life we tend to not pay attention because the a little bit of my history, I then followed up with my schooling at a university there in the Great Lakes. And with my studies were environmental sciences, with a focus on limnology, which is fresh water, and this was in the late 60s while the Vietnam War was raging. And I was happy to be in school, but that led me eventually to a lifetime of working with water treatment and water filtration. And so most people do think in terms of water filtration, but as Mikkel so accurately mentioned, is that we're not filtering the water. It's great if you can filter the water and clean it up physically, but as many of your listeners in your audience know, the physical is only one part of the world. The unseen part of the world is actually the vast majority.
Let me just interject there, Patrick, and you can continue after that. On my website, if you go to alivewater.com, click on any page but the home page. Just click on product description or whatever. And then in the right side of the page, you'll see an article on the blog called Water's Memory or Interview with Dr. Ludwig. And there you can see how in this interview that Dr. Ludwig, when he was alive, gave me permission to post that article on my website, and describes how you can remove the physical pollutants such as lead or any other contaminant, and then the electromagnetic frequencies are remaining in the water. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole other story with water's memory. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know, we could talk about 5 years on the phone here about that particular aspect of water.
Mm-hmm. Well,
in terms of information, being an information carrier. And, you know, it goes very in hand with what Ted started out the show to talk about, lifting our vibrations and how he himself experienced that after having a shower and drinking the living water from his Vortex water vaporizer.
Yeah.
And you can tell a little bit maybe, Patrick, about your connection with Dr. Ludwig in Germany, independent of my relationship with Dr. Ludwig.
Well, real quick, friends, Miguel and Pat, I wanted to ask you this too, about the memory of water and how your device erases the negative memories of water, because water carries memory, and if it's been polluted in the past, or let's say doused with radiation from Fukushima, how does your device erase the memory of water, of those negative memories?
Well, the same way that Mother Nature's been doing it for a very, very long time. Stop and think about how long, how many years have we had levels of pollution on our orb? You know, when it rains or it snows up in the mountains, is the snow absolutely pristine, pure? Well, no. The particles of pollution that are in the air often are the nuclei that allow the snow to develop or the rain to develop. And as Mikkel was mentioning before, the way water moves when it's flowing off of a mountain, it doesn't flow down the side of the mountain in a flat sheet,
right?
You know, 6 miles wide. It finds channels,
mm-hmm.
and when it finds a channel, the channel directs the flow of that substance that we know as water, and it is constantly turning it in on itself. And what Victor Schauberger observed as a very gifted naturalist and a real student of nature, mm-hmm. was that it is the process known as the implosion. And he published journals for, I think, what, 20 years, right, Mikkel, on implosion.
Mm-hmm.
And showing and talking about the effects of how it clears the energy from water as it is forced in on itself. And this is done through and replicated in Mikkel's design, or Schauberger's design, that Mikkel has manufactured with the blessing of the Schauberger family.
No, Patrick. Let's be straight here. I had a meeting with the grandson of Victor Schauberger, and I've also, according to my own studies of Schauberger's work, none of his designs are reflected in the design of the Vortex water vaporizer, which is a unique design that Schauberger never did. However, in a more dramatic way, it accomplishes the same, as far as I can tell, from all our 20-year-long almost experiences with it in 63 countries now. Of what constitutes the parameters for being labeled living water.
Mm-hmm.
Like in agriculture, for instance, in terms of absorption in the water, I mean, the body when you drink it, microclustering and so forth. I just wanted to clarify that. It's inspired by Victor Schauberger and a gentleman in Denmark as well, an old gentleman who passed away many, many years ago. So that's the story.
Yeah. Okay. I remember that there was a connection that you had a connection with the with family. I guess it was through the grandson. But what was of interest to me is that I've spent many, many, many years working in water processing, water treatment, and filtration, both physical filtration, all of many, many varieties of media for removing toxins and things that we don't want in the water, as well as processes such as ozonation and ionization and what have you. And what brought me to Mikkel was that I had a client that wanted me to incorporate a technology that I'd used many years prior that replicated Schauberger-type technology. And when I went back to my supplier, having used them for many, many years, they were no longer making that unit, and I found out that I was actually their sole distributor. And when I sort of semi-retired, then they closed up that division because nobody else had any real appreciation for it or what have you. And so I was doing some research of my own, and I came across, interestingly enough, in a book that Paul Twitchell had written on Ekankar called The Far Country, and it's out of print. And in there, it was talking about living water. And in one page, I ran across the term living water three times. And any of, again, your listening audience often knows that when things come in threes, you pay attention.
Right.
And so I am not a huge fan of the computer, and but I thought, well, I can't get the product I used to get that produced the kind of water I wanted that was beyond filtration. And I put in living water, and up came Mikkel's site and World Living Water. And I started looking around it. And then, lo and behold, in his, one of the blog sites there was this letter from a longtime old friend of mine that I had had a lot of work with and done a lot of work with, and that was Dr. Wolfgang Ludwig, who is now passed on and should be on your board, Ted.
Okay. All right.
And,
well,
I'll... So, but
well, maybe we should stop here for a brief moment, and I see we only got one visitor on the website. And the website, if people want to go on the computer and go to the website while they are listening to the radio show, let me give out the URL, which is www.alivewater.com. Can you spell that out, Patrick?
Sure. Yeah.
Right. Without a Danish accent, please.
Yeah.
Accent in, which is more like a sing-song, you know.
Okay.
Because in Denmark, we are a little bit cheerful sometimes.
Yeah. I have a Seattle accent, so I hope people
now
can understand.
Now we already got one more, so now there's two visitors.
Right, right. And
what's
Pat,
the website?
Pat?
Yeah, it's very easy to remember. Just to remember Alive Water, and it's www.alivewater.com.
Good.
So
okay, well,
I call up. I didn't send Mikkel an email. I come from a generation where we communicated by phone. And so I called him up, and I said, I'm not particularly interested in hearing all the details of whatever it is that you're doing. I just want to know how is it that my friend Dr. Ludwig is mentioned on your website. And Mikkel and I ended up having quite a lengthy conversation, and I knew by speaking with him where his heart was coming from. And I also know my good friend Dr. Ludwig was rather particular about those that he interfaced with, and I figured that if Mikkel had met the requirements of the good doctor, that we were probably soul brothers, as they would say.
Well, I have
Amen
to
that.
I have to tell you, at the water conference I attended last October in Bulgaria, Victor Schauberger's name was mentioned frequently by the participants there. He's a famous man, and I'm so glad that you're doing the work now. I also know that that the Emoto Peace Project plans to work with you as well, wants to work with you as well, because we're all on the same page, creating a better planet. Now, if people want to order one of your wonderful water filters, how can they do that? Do they go to the AliveWater.com website, or can they call you?
Yeah, if they have a computer or phone, now we've got 4 people on the website, so it helped putting out the URL, which is AliveWater.com, AliveWater.com.
Okay.
And, of course, people can also phone up, and they can phone an 800 number if I may give it out.
Sure, yes, go right ahead. Uh-huh.
And maybe you can write it down to Ted and then read it out loud.
Sure.
In your beautiful Washington accent.
Well, thank you, Seattle accent.
So
thank
that's the toll-free number working in all of North America is 1-888-644-7754.
Okay.
Again, that number is 888-644-7754.
Okay, and with my Seattle accent, I'll say it as well. 1-888-644-7754. And I think Michiko Hayashi, the Emoto Peace Project, wants to say something too. Go ahead, Michi.
Hi, Mikhail. Hi,
Hi
Pat.
Michiko.
Oh, it's
hey,
so
Michiko.
Good to be here with you. Thank you so much for the work you're doing. You know, I'm looking forward to working with you because as part of a Emoto Peace Project America, because it really makes so much sense to me that the problems that humans have come mostly from our negative memories that is in our subconscious mind. And as human beings being about 70% water, and it is so important to have to cancel the negative memory of all the waters that we are drinking and cooking and using and taking shower with and everything. And we have so many water filters and systems that we can obtain buy, but not many people have this device with Victor Schauberger's vortex system to cancel the negative memory of water. And I think it's so important that we spread this message, and we want everyone to understand that living water is really important for us to drink, to use, instead of drinking or using any dead water. So I'm looking forward to working with you.
I'm really looking forward to working with you in terms of bigger projects. Let's say, getting some bigger units manufactured.
Sure.
And then treat some of the rivers and the lakes.
Yes.
That you're concerned about all around the world.
We'll do it. We'll do it.
Yeah.
And
so
if
I just need to raise the funds for it one way or the other.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then we'll start increasing the flow, the natural flow.
Exactly.
That is changing stale water to become living water again. And,
you know,
and
if we
in itself create its own ecosystem again. And let's say if a lake is let's say molested or killed, deformed, then we can for sure lift that up again to a natural ecosystem
by
flowing the water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other thing, too, is that the first part of my show today was on the Hopi Indians in Arizona, and I know that they'd be interested as well in your products as well, because they're very spiritual people, and they have great respect for Mother Earth and the water, and I know they'd be interested in your work as well.
Yeah, water is life, and we are we have to be drinking living water.
One of your listeners is on my website on the research page reading about dissolved oxygen test. If that listener can hear me now, I would recommend that you take a look at the same research page, but click on Killian photos. Then you can see expression of the energy from a single droplet before and after the Vortex water revitalizer. And that's under research, and then Killian photos.
Well, I've had firsthand experience with the water from their energy vitalizer, and it does work. Yeah, it does work. Let me ask
for the listener. I would challenge them that, you know, you really don't have to believe a single word that we say.
Mm-hmm.
If you order a unit and you have it in your home, whether it's a shower revitalizer or a whole house water unit, they all come with a 60-day, not 6 days or 6 minutes or 6 hours.
6 seconds.
60-day mm-hmm. guarantee. And the reason that we can do a 60-day guarantee is because it works. Now, if you don't know that it's working, make the water for your pets, for your dog, your cat, your horses, mm-hmm. or your plants, and you give them a choice, and they will show you the way.
Wonderful.
Before we start selling here, let's talk more about what it is that we are selling.
Okay,
It's not really only selling, because it's actually more like a mission. And of course we are selling it, but we are also educating people and hoping to have an impact upon the greater aspects of how we get from this point in time to the next point in time, hopefully evolving.
Right. Well, I wanted
things around.
Absolutely, Mikhail. I just wanted to tell you so you can help budget your kinds. We've got about 14 minutes left.
I have just two questions that I would like to ask you, Pat or Mikhail. I've seen so many water vortex devices, and I know some of them are saying that this is based on Victor Schauberger's, but would you please tell me why your vortex device is good? I mean, there are so many of them, but they're not really, it's not really living, they're not making living water.
Yeah. So all our models are made in copper or in stainless steel where necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But all the house models, we are making them in copper.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so happy when I read Richard Sauberger's books.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that he also had a preference for copper.
Mm.
So I share the same love of copper.
Mm-hmm.
However, we get much the same result from all our stainless steel models as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the process inside which is creating the quality of living water coming out of the devices,
mm-hmm.
all of the devices. But the basic principle is to lead the water
mm-hmm.
into a number of spins. So the structure inside is making the water itself
mm-hmm.
form the shape of a double helix DNA type spiral motion pattern. So, and what causes it is a spiral inside the pipe or the tubing, depending on which model you choose. And in that spiral, if you take a look at each segment of that spiral, which is turning the water 360 degrees, clockwise when you look downstream, counterclockwise when you look upstream, then each segment or module is representing what Schauberger is calling a cycloid, curved, spiraling space for motion of the water. And that makes, when the water hits the first curve on either side of this, on both sides of the spiral, the water is folding in upon itself.
Right.
Much like a crashing wave that you look, you know, hitting the beach, the shoreline,
mm-hmm.
the wave is racing up in the air and then folding in upon itself
mm-hmm.
and then collapsing on the beach. And if you've been so lucky to be in a place where it's warm enough to lie down there on the beach and let the waves crashing upon you, you'll know how enlivening that experience is. Just like standing in a waterfall
mm-hmm.
is also very, very energizing. And I remember a customer here in Vancouver who told me that she was chemically sensitive, and I was interviewing her about her experience with the living water from the Vortex water revitalizer.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking and talking and talking, and then I interrupted her and I said, "And how about the shower?"
Yeah.
And then she, I almost laughed inside because she said, Oh, I hate it. And I thought, oh, my God, that's not good marketing here. Yeah. I hate showers. I couldn't stand it before. Now I love it. And it's like, after I got the shower life, it's like standing in a waterfall. And no, I was a middle-aged Vancouver woman. And she said, and I've done that in Switzerland. Mm. I know what I'm talking about. It's wonderful.
I
thought that was...
Took a so shower sweet. With your living live water vortex device. And, you know, after shampooing my hair, it feels soft. My hair feels softer. It's nicer.
Mm-hmm.
And I can feel the difference before using that device and after using the device.
You can cut your use of shampoo by 50%.
Mm-hmm. I
and
see.
Get better results.
Oh, I see. Okay. And one more thing I would like to ask you is memory of water. I know that when water comes through the pipe to our homes, the usually water pipes are sometimes like a bent 90 degrees, and the natural water never goes like 90 degrees in the pipe. So by the time water comes to our homes, the water is really, tap water is very stressed, and also therefore they are dead water almost. And so it's really desirable that we can revitalize the water again so that we can drink living water and also erasing the negative, those stresses also.
Mm-hmm.
And so with your device, negative water memory can be erased, right?
Yeah, that would be overridden. If you look at that, like I directed that website visitor who was on my website's research page, and I encouraged him to go into, or her,
mm-hmm.
to go into research, and then Killian photography.
Right.
You can see the energetic. No, it's like a thunderstorm, like lightning in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it should overrise all lower vibrations.
Right.
I'm sure.
I saw that too. It's
and also to address the issue that you raised about 90 degree turns.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a house and you install it on the main line coming mm-hmm. into the house before mm-hmm. it's into hot and cold,
mm-hmm.
then never mind if it's a big building like a hospital or a big house or medium sized house and it has like numerous 90 degree turns,
mm-hmm.
the water that comes out even after several hundred meters mm-hmm. will be revitalized and stay revitalized.
Mm. Great.
I'd like to make a mention too, Michiko.
Yeah, Pat.
Because you were asking about the difference between this and perhaps other units that might be some type of a vortex or
mm-hmm.
whatever. And Mikkel mentioned the copper, and copper is so important. But, you know, on this planet, human activity and intention when we build
mm-hmm.
things, okay, is so important. And so much of different types of things that are made in the world today are made, how do you want to say, mindlessly, okay, because they're stamped.
Uh-huh.
They're made out of plastic. They're extruded or squeezed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
With this particular contribution to the planet's water is made by human hands.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, the people that are actually involved in the construction of this are very much aware of what they're making, and they're very much on board
mm-hmm.
with the fact, because not only are you benefiting directly from the water when you shower it or if your pets are using it, but when you turn on the water that has come through the revitalizer, the water that goes down the drain has an impact on the rest of the water.
Exactly.
So
if
and
you
the want
planet,
to help
too.
Yourself and also be helping our good planet and our water,
exactly.
this is a really excellent way to go. And Mikkel has many, many great stories. I want to relate just one story. A friend of mine had a very aged horse that was in her early 30s. And this horse, when I met the horse, was already blind for 5 years. Mm. And no, we didn't make the horse see by giving it water.
Yeah.
Because of her age and her coat was very dull and curly for people in the listening audience that might know about horses, she was exhibiting classic Cushing's disease type coat. And she was going into the barn for the winter, and horses that spend all winter in the barn, obviously they don't get the light, they're not on fresh grass, they're on hay rations and whatever. And the owner was interested in what I was doing. I said, well, let me make water for Missy. And so I would make 50 gallons of water at a time. And she had 3 5-gallon buckets hung on the walls of her paddock so that she wouldn't kick them over because she's blind. So what we did was a classic shell game with this blind horse. And we would take 1 5-gallon bucket and put the revitalized water in it. And the other two were regular water. And the regular water was good water. It was well water that was properly treated and filtered and on so forth. It was excellent water. But this horse, blind as she was, as they would move that 5-gallon bucket around, those other three buckets, she would always find that bucket. Mm-hmm. And that was the first water that she would drink.
Yeah. Animals,
animals are so smart, you know, and they know what's good for them.
Pat, so I'll let you back to Ted.
Yeah, Pat and Mikkel, we've got about 3 minutes left, and I wanted to tell you that so you're not caught in mid-sentence. But let me just say real quick, I'm so glad you could come on today and tell us a little about your company. You know, I've been interested in Victor Schomburger for many years, and you're the first guest I've ever had on my show to actually talk about his work and, more importantly, to implement at least some of his many wonderful ideas about how to make this planet a better place. And when you use these water revitalizers, you're actually helping the planet too, because water, of course, has several different forms. And after it's used by us and it goes through this water revitalizer, it goes into the planet in terms of evaporation and clouds and gets recycled in many other ways. We've got about a minute and a half left, and I want to give it to you, Pat, and then Mikkel, if you could quickly wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Well, I'll defer to Mikkel because Mikkel is the brainchild behind all this. He's the manufacturer. He's the one that's making it possible.
Okay.
Let me use that minute. First of all, if you're interested in the environment and the environmental impact of your own footsteps, you can go to my website, again, alivewater.com, click on benefits, and then click on environment. And there you can see how you are actually receiving pretty bad water. Then you're improving upon it. You're using it. You're benefiting from the living water in your personal life in all aspects, full spectrum, in all of your activities. And then you are flushing the water down the drain, being sewage and wastewater. Take a look at benefits, alivewater.com benefits, and then click on environment. Then you can see how great it is for the waterways that you are leading your wastewater into. It was a pleasure speaking to you, Ted, and thanks for the help, Patrick. That was wonderful.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you, Ted and Michiko. Nice to have you join us, and thanks, Mikkel.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Mikkel.
I can give you 30 more seconds.
Okay.
So
keep an eye up on Ted's website, because I have a feeling we're going to come on and see if we can cover some more aspects and details and explanations about it. And in order to learn how the Vortex water revitalizer is working and the principles and also the impact upon your garden this spring, go to my website, alivewater.com, and in the upper left part of the page, click on look at sample of newsletter. I have a newsletter called Subtle News, and you can click on the sample. The first part is describing how it works, and the second part is describing how it works for your garden and soil.
Okay, Mikkel and Pat, I'm so sorry, my friends. We've run out of time, but I want to thank you so much for coming on today. Their website, again, is alivewater.com. I hope everyone has a really beautiful and happy weekend. 1 week from today, I'll be broadcasting live from the Hopi Reservation in Arizona. We'll be talking about water issues again. Thank you again so much for everyone for listening. I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend. Bye-bye, everyone.